Okay. I can't say I'm fully clear on the subject, but hopefully you kind of have taught me that we'll get even clearer. You know, the famous, what do you want to call it, an excuse or schlach that people always say when they have guests over. And the guests say, oh, the food was good, so they say, oh, it's b'schus the guests. So whatever comes out of the shiur, I hope it'll be b'schus the love. Fine. So anyway, you know, the other one knows the basics, so again, I don't have to say some of it, but we'll start while we go over some of the basics. Basic is that I think, Rubei Kikulei, but not a Kulei, of the Rishayim, Lachayim, understood our sugi, that the hatch of not Barnan is Mashum Niklash. Now, basically, we're Chutz Ramban, I think. Meaning that the Rav, the Ramban, the Hatter, say, for Chumma, whoever else, Lachayim, they understood, Lachayim, not the, like the Yam Shashayim and the Kamfei Yaina. They understood a vad that's poshet, and even in the tam sheni, you are going to taste them. And the dogim sha'olu bekara, you are going to taste the tam boser and the dogim. Nervos is that this tam, for some reason, call it whatever you want to call it. Don't, if you don't like the words mikayach bittel, don't call it mikayach bittel. But for whatever reason, this tam has somehow been niklash. It's been weakened, diluted to the point where at least be'echus, it's weaker than it was originally. Whether they, and if the echos is mevei from the kamus or not, is whatever, is what today. But the chotor is now the tam bosser. There is a tam bosser in the dogim, but it's a shvacha tam bosser, and this shvacha tam bosser is not enough to create bosser b'chol. The Ramban learns a different mahal. The Ramban l'chayr learns even the tam shein, even in the dogim. There's tam gomer of bosser that. And the only problem is that it can't aser a shlishi, and if the tamchol gets into it, so whatever, but it's not going to aser both ways. So it's not going to aser both ways, it can't, there's no boss b'chol at all. It's Ramban's chiddush, Horus chiddush. Ramban's understanding that in the tam sheni, in the dog and the moshul, the tam chol niklash, it's 100% perfect tam gom, tam kyeker, everything. Tam kyeker there, I see. What's the Ramban going to do with the... So Mechayrus, so in Tam Sheni, it's part of the Ramban's holding the Be'etzim, it's Tam Gomer, Le'inyan Hatter, just as Menach Kamina, really, but it's not as Hatter. So when it's Isser, Mechayrus, Pasha, Tam Sheni of Isser, he's going to, Pasha, he's going to Asser. What's going to be in the Shlishi, where he holds that Hatter, it can't go? So Mechayrus would be Mati Isser also. If it doesn't go, it doesn't go. What's the difference Isser or Hatter? The Ramban's saying, whether it's a Mitzi Isser, a Din, It's not clear what Harim Yerman. I never.
It actually sounds like from the fact that the way Niran, yeah, the brings the Ramban, it's therefore Ramban itself. Yeah. But when you're talking about the case by Rav, by Mar, mm-hmm, you had to add on an extra tam. So over there it was a very innocent case. It wasn't really necessarily discussing Moshe Bachol, it was tam, but it seemed as tam. And it seemed like you still had to apologize and say there's a third.
So you're saying it's Mashman, it's Mashman, it's Ramban, it's just Matzias de Gazan. There's this brick wall, and Tom, the Metzias says Tom can't go to a Shlishi.
Yeah, once
it hits the Shlishi. When it gets to the wall, when it gets to the grill of the Chatiha Shlishi, the Metzias says it can't go.
Why
is it the man doesn't know Kosh? I guess Kosh is making a good point, because otherwise, if there is Tom in the Shlishi, then what was the, how does he understand the need of Rav's Raya from Shaifa? What do I see from Shaifa? Sure, you taste it there, but who says it's Tam Gomer? It's Tam Kolosh. It only was Moichiach something to Rav on the Hanafa Tam Nasim Gav. He was Gufa asking one of the others, that, the other Rishonim, what's your riot? And according to the Mamel, she tells it's a good riot. Rav had a good bet and had a riot from Shaifa. Fine, so if the Matthias doesn't go, so then by Yisrael also the Matthias is not going to go. What if Chushmak Chishasa Matzias, you taste it, you tack it, you find time this, or then you'll have a problem. I don't know, your Chush is Makhish, but around the, I don't know. I'm
really going to go. No, they're both going to ask
him. So he's going to say in Shlishi is sort of the way to come to any other Shlishi, the same thing.
Right.
It's an Umdim that doesn't go.
We've lost
the Heter
and
Tom Kaker,
so it's a
Heter. Yes, you have those. I don't think that really anyone passes Ramban. I don't think any of the later, I don't think any of the Harinim, almost any of the other Rishonim are going B'das Ramban. So let's focus mainly on the Rav of the Ram and this and that. Which I'm not saying there's no Nafkamin in between them, but I think they're all coming from the same basic mahal. The next, so that's all by this. The next step is, what are they going to do by Isur Bala? So we'll hire, they're not arguing in the Mitzvah. They're saying, right, Isur and Tam is Sheni, Tam Sheni is Kolosh. Norvos, Tam Kolosh is also. By, if it was also, the Isur is not Paka by Tam Sheni. Whether it's not Paka Midarais or Midarabbanon, the Prima Gong seems to say that different Rishayim are mashed differently. The Ram, he's mistatic, maybe yes, is it the Deraisa. The Rajvi says it's fast smashing of the Deraisa. This is about the Oracle, Smack, he says it's chloris drama. But, he seems to say, but I think, I don't think that's what he feels that they're totally different from the Sunni. Abaita they're saying, by the Avada Tam Sheni is Kolosh. And Avada by Hatu Tam Kolosh can't shaft the Luis or Bosa Bechol. What's going to be by Isser? And by Isser, Isser, something that was also when it was Tam Gomor, blinds the also in the Tam Sheni. But there may be a Machlekes Rishayim, maybe. We don't have anyone who 100% clearly said it's Deraisa, but it very well may be that there's Rishayim who say it blinds the original Isser Deraisa, even though it's only Tam Kolosh. Muchar of any, okay, and by Nepana, we don't know anyone clearly who says that it's Deraisa, but let's say, at least possibly, that the Prima Gomor didn't hold it was Mufka that it could blind the Isser Deraisa. But certainly the smack in the Svahatar and maybe the Rajbo would still hold. No, even if it was talking this in the eyes, if it will blind, by Issa will blind with a Issa drop on him. Whatever this is, I will hardly Issa drop on him is very understandable. Because Tachlis is, you eat your fish and you taste the veilif. So I doubt that it didn't Tam Ki Ikr, even if the Blake the Sheikh is Tam Ki Ikr Mina Taira, but that's not, this isn't the Tam that the Taira asked Ki Ikr. But it's very understandable why Chazal would ask for such a thing. Lamais, the guy eats his fish and says, hey, I taste basar here. Wait, I didn't even say there was a tray for pot. So, it's very understandable why Chazal would have asked such a thing. So, what to the Lechatchila is not going to be.
Why
not? Because it's college. Lamais, when the Torah asks for Tam Ki Iker, it only asks for the Tam Gober. Tam is Mamish Ki Iker. This time, Lamais is part of college. It's not, it's Nishtan and the Iker. Lama's not going to not. But what's going to be by Shishim? When you have the Moshe taste, what's something bottled to Shishim? And the eye might still be able to taste it. He says, yeah, but it's only a Tam Kolosh. So what's it going to be? It's going to be Drabon, not Deraisa. And in a minute, I'll go to Bukhara and we find such a Musig many, many places around, let's call it the Shas and Shulchan Aruch. We find such a Musig that you have an Isser that became Tam, that's Niklash Tamak, it's Tam Kolosh. And if it was happening, the Isser might not be Chal on it, but if it was already Isser, it'll glide also at least Midrash. L'chayr, it's a very Motsu Digger Musig to say that every, the idea they want to make every single Sugi Tully Zebazen, every round was Shitasa, and every, you know, the Shachas, and the Machat. I wasn't convinced that all these Binyanim were Muchach. If my Shalom, maybe, he'll tell us Adarcha Pilkla. What you can and can't do with these things. I wasn't convinced with all that money, with a high-ticket rate. Mam was trying to make everything 100% Lashitasa. It didn't seem to me that most of those were Musa. But certainly the Musagim we find in many, many different places. And let's at least be aimed on some of them and see what we can do with them. So, as Meshach mentioned, we've taste this with the Shishim. Shishim is still Nirgash. I'll mention now, probably not mention again later, but because I really like it. Because there's the Brisker of, I don't know if everyone saw it, some people certainly saw it, maybe at least newer people didn't see it. People weren't here, we did Sadi Test, but the Brisker of is a Gewaldige Moshel to prove that something Bittul B'Shishim doesn't necessarily mean it's Mamish Nakia, you don't taste it at all. Brisker of says, let's say I took a pot that holds 61 Kazesim, and I put in it 61 Kazesim of 61 different foods. Call what you want, because I said meat, because I said tomato, because I said cucumber, because I said carrot. 61 different, because they said 61 different foods, each one with a different tam. So Rizro says, L'chaira, when you eat this stew, it's going to taste like water. Because since we say kilo is sur mevatlun zezze, what's going to happen? The tam of tomato is going to be bottled in the 60 kazesim of nut tomato. The tam bossa will be bottled in the 60 kazesim of nut bossa. The tam v'chulu v'chulu. So there's gonna, since there's every one of the 61 ta'amim here is bottle, there's no tam. It'll mamash taste like distilled water, right?
You didn't need water to make chan tam.
That's going to be manageably shown tam in the belt. You like distilled water.
Yeah, well, you won't have tam of tomato, you won't have tam. You won't have tam of anything.
But the mice.
You have a tam. It's not tam of that.
Oh, so that's the problem. So what do you taste when I taste the stew? I'm found that there's going to be a very, hopefully, geschmackig taste to the stew. And in, what's that tooth tam going to come from? There's going to be a strong flavor, and it's going to come from meat, cucumber, tomato, carrot, bahul. It's going to come from all those things. Meaning what? Even something that's baltu b'shishma, I'm found that it contributes to the flavor of the tarugas. But since it's not nikr v'nirgash a tam gomor of that, I'm probably not going to taste tomato in the stew. You're not going to say, I can taste the tomato in the stew, or I can taste the carrot in the stew. Or at least you're not going to say, this tastes like carrot. So that's what it means, bitul b'shishim. Bitul b'shishim means that it's that whatever you want to, however you yeshivish words, whatever you want to use to call it, but I think as Marshall brings it out very clearly, that it doesn't mean that it's indiscernible. It doesn't mean that you can't taste it at all. But it means it's not going to be tam ki'ikr anymore. The tam gomer shaboy, the tam ki'ikr shaboy, that's nisbat. I don't have carrots. I'm not eating carrot. But I'm glad that the carrot is contributing to the flavor of the stuff.
But is it discernible or not discernible?
How is it
discernible?
Yeah.
It is discernible.
But again, what is discernible? It could be if you bring a kvela, he'd say, I can tell that there's carrot in the recipe. That's not mufka from being bottle b'shisha. It's possible someone could take, this recipe must have carrot. That doesn't mean, though, that it's not bottle b'shish.
How do you see that from
Moshe? Again, the exact time I don't see, but I certainly see that something can be tasted and become in Pitam College. It'll even be mutter. It'll be this case, it'll be mutter, even the drop of water.
If you pour one drop into 100 drops of milk into 100 drops of water, you'll see that. There's something going on here. It's not regular water.
If you do, okay.
You won't be able to tell that it's okay. You won't be able to tell that it's milk.
Okay.
But if you're able to tell that it's milk,
is that the hunter? If I can tell that it's milk, I don't think that's that though.
Yes, it fails. Is there any taste of milk in here?
No. I mean, if anything, I'll tell you. Well, let's go. We had in Sadiq test by the sugif tablet. So good morning. The Shulchan Aruch didn't call it tablet. Shulchan Aruch called it milk that vorga vidul time. And the Taz, legal at time, so what's going to be with, what did he say, Shuman or Kedoyim? Now, if you add Shuman, it's going to give a schmaltzy flavor. Probably someone will notice that the schmaltz in here. But everyone argues in the Taz and says, that's not a legal at time. A legal at time has an imamish tavlinim in form of harif and ma'ayim. And even that is only going to be drop off, according to many places.
What do you see from that? From the Shuman, you want to say something?
I'm saying yes, for the fact that everyone's chaylik on from the Roy Rubu, the place where chaylik on the Taz, they're saying that Avigul Taimur, which itself is only a Tam Kodesh and is only Durab Bottom, like the Shaf, the Svet Aravon, that itself is something that's going to be, it's going to be strong, it's going to give a strong flavor here. But still, even if it's going to be Bottom Bashishim, it's not, it's going to be called Tam Kodesh. It's going to be Nikr. If you added a little bit more, if you added 161 of garlic powder to a soup, you'll taste garlic in it. You added, and that's still going to be called Tam Kodesh.
I raise more tam than the bit.
But it's still called tam. Anything that's shishin is called tam kodesh.
Even
my tablet. Tam kodesh is drop on. Not the ram, according to Samantha Aruch and the. Well, the Shapra too, right?
Zero.
And
I'm saying why, though, it's more discernible. What does kodesh mean?
So how do you say it's kodesh in kamos?
Well, after it's
60,
I don't know if it's
60
or something,
but
get there.
I think it's Kim
Lula
Chazal. If I remember the way to explain it, was that anything that the Heshish is made, Kim Lula Chazal, then it's not going to have Tam Gomer, but it'll only be Tam Kodesh. But not because. You know, most things in Tamar are giving Tam Kodesh. Or only giving Tam Kodesh.
So what do you ask?
So again, the bottom line is, Kvela is going to be another marshal here, Jada. But the bottom line is, I do not have for you clear hora of lemaisa to tell you exactly how to describe the flavor. What's the gvul, tam gomer, tam kolish, nothing. I don't have a precise definition. I would not know. In other words, let's say we would pass and we could be saying, Mahomet Kvela, Kvela's astrologist. And the Kvela would come to me and say, okay, give me instructions. What exactly am I trying to, how do you define, what am I looking for? Do I taste schmalt? Do I taste meat? Does it taste like meat? Can I tell that it's meat? I don't know how to give the chaylet precise instructions what he's supposed to be tasting for. But I know that there are, I clearly know that there are things that are discernible, and they're still called tam kolish, and they're going to be certain, possibly not, they're isa, possibly even hefter gom. So I certainly see such a musik. Again, the exact application of it is difficult. So Baruch Shem might not bring out Kim, Chazal got up and told me a clear definition. Tam Sheni is mut. Tam Sheni is mut. Okay, then you start getting into the nitzlu, the stashlu, the chatchila. But Chazal gave me a clear definition. They told me Tam Sheni is kolish. When you start getting a timas kfeila, it's very hard to be magdi. You start getting into the shishan, the tavlinim, or whatever. It's very hard to be magdi. What is tam gom and what's not? I don't have a clear hagdara for it. But the musig, at least, I think we see is a musig we'll find in a lot of choices. Now, anyways, this is back on the smack. The smack is the most intended to drop on. As you also said, it came back. This is shishi. Fine. What? Shandai
on the smack.
Okay. I think the crazy place he also brings in, he brings Raya's Lachai. I forget if he's coming, what the cooling is he going on? But there's a number of other rayas l'chayra. For example, is the Gemara. The Gemara is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara itself, and we all learned it. Almost all of us, probably all of us learned it. But it's hatoga and loga. So in fact, Achareim, I think Chrisu plays is one of those last. So, he says, I don't understand. Rav and Shmuel, you can see us. Go out and taste it. Take something hot and put it on something cold, or something cold and put it on something hot. Take two kosher foods. What's the big deal? Take two kosher foods, one hot, one cold, and put one on top of the other, try the other direction, and taste them and see, does it go or doesn't it go? What do I need Rav and Shmuel to argue? Blah, 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 talk about her. Okay, so I said Pshat Nefer Shaitai, but look, but I think we're basically going to the Mechir from there, that about it's not, the Machlekes isn't the Metzias Digger. It's called Machlekes, the Machlekes is not a Metzias Digger Machlekes. I don't mind what is it. It was Klar to Chazal that Tam goes. Maybe it goes both ways now. The question was that some of those time might be only time college. So I need a Kabbalah from Chazal. Rav and Shmuel are arguing on the Kabbalah from their Rebbeim over what exactly were Chazal Madir is time gomer and time college. There's an omen that's going to be time gomer and time college. But it can't be the Machlekes and Machlekes Metzias. Does time go on the bottom is one side or time go on the top one side? Because that should be so easy to be pushed. Al Kabbalah, the Machlekes must be a more lomnish Machlekes. And he at least wants to say, which is not exactly the way I said it, B'shaitek, but so the Machlekes, what he's saying is also. But as far as it is, that it's possible that this time goes, a valid time goes, and the question is, do we never want it to time go or a time call?
Wouldn't that be able to
check out which one is... But as we just pointed out 5 minutes ago, we don't know how to tell it's time go or a time call.
You say
which one's stronger than the other? Okay. I don't know if it's mufka to say that we could have a time call that tastes stronger than a time go. I don't know. Because I don't know the definition of go or a call. Another one, there was a machlekes, whether we say, is kolish kshim avushal or not? So again, what's the big deal? Go soak something in water for 24 hours and taste it. So again, Elamite's not something that we're talking about, shaylos that aren't so simple to be pleasant. The kuli amar, yes, you will taste something, ayide kolish. And the question was, is that the tam kikah that the Torah answered? Or the Rabbanu answered?
Within 24 hours, what do you mean?
The machlekes, the tam kikah, kolish kshim. Big deal. It's easy to remember. It's a Metzias looks like. So Elma, it's not a Metzias.
Well,
What else? What? Reicha? Reicha is a good marshal. Also, there's a machlekes Rishonim at least. When the Gemara answered by Gedisha Tzolei Bechelvoi, do we say that it's. What does it mean? The Gemara answers that it was kakosh. So, machlekes Rishonim was kakosh mean? Does it mean the Rishishim connected the Chelev? Or does it mean that there's Chelev kakosh from the Fateh? Big Nachmina. Does it shayach to have? There's no shishim connected to the chaylim, and Afal Pi Kein the chaylim is not mefafek. Is there such a metzius of the chaylim that is betivay kachosh? Right? It's bachlaikis. So what's the big deal? Find a gedid that's kachosh and roast it and see. Does it go or doesn't it go? Do you taste, is the ear good? Is Rosh Hashanah going to taste schnatzi or not? That shouldn't be so hard to be mevar. So again, Elamai, the shayla is not a shayla metzius. We're not a pure, simple metzius de geshayla. Also by Chatiha, there was weird a shy machlekes, at least a harm by Chatiha, the time goes mechaticha lechaticha below Reutiv, and the whole shugi of what do you call it, mefatim, and whatever. Yeah, what's the big deal? Bring in a kfeil, taste it. So again, all it is moving from all these things b'chayr, that it is possible to have a tam that's nirgash, and afo pikein, it's not muhach, that it's going to be tam kikin. The rice, or even the sukkah.
If it was a
kdish shaman,
then it would answer even more than 60, no?
No? The shayla was, according to Mamre, whether it's chelub kachush, that means even though there's no shishim connected, it still might not, wouldn't be mefafeh b'kula. Whereas the other Mamre holds that there isn't, all chelub is chelub. Kachush means there isn't shishim. And kachush means there's shishim connected to chelub.
That was one of the comments. One that says it says it was a weak one, a weak chelub.
Right.
Now, if it wasn't weak, then what?
Then it'll answer shishim.
Only shishim?
Right, that will be Shabbat.
I thought that was the whole thing was that it was weak and therefore it doesn't go from one side of the thing to the other side of just one.
Kofish, it doesn't go, it won't be mefeh b'kula.
Right, meaning more than shishim, no?
No, even, it won't even. Even
less.
Oh, it will
only go in
through the So, how again, from all these cases in Gemara Rishonim, it's muchach that there is such a possibility of having time that someone could notice, and afilu achi. It's not going to say it's going to be Tam Kik or the Raisa or even necessarily in the Drabon, because some of these cases would be Mutra Drabon, would be Mutra Lechat Chili. There's other Midoyim which I didn't even tell the Prophet of. I don't know if the oil is so to
say. You also that if somebody says, I don't feel any Tam, mm-hmm. then they want to.
People say, I don't feel any Tam.
There's no Tam.
Okay.
So my
sister,
even if there's an association,
okay, well,
but
so that was the
okay,
that's
what I'm saying by Tom Kolish and Moisés.
Okay, well, I was going to mention it later, but if you want, if you brought it up, I'll mention it now. Going back, what if there is such a thing? So now we know Luchayr is muhach that there's such a musig of Tam that's nirgash v'rafel pikin it's kolish, and it's going to be at least more kal. That could certainly be one explanation in the machloikis about Timus Kveilu. In other words, let's say the Mechaber is saying Machon Timus Kveilu, the Ramo is not saying Machon Timus Kveilu. Part of the Ramo's problem, Posh, is we don't trust Goyim. But even within the Ramo, there's a machloikis, are we saying Machon Timus Yisrael? Now, what's the issue by Timus Yisrael? The Shah is saying Machon Ramo is Nashman Dant. What's the Shah by Timus Yisrael? Well, Chairo, the Yidl is an honest guy. We're not talking about a Shakra, we're not talking about a Ganav, we're not talking about a Choshev. So what's the problem with the Yid? There's no Ashapim Diber Shav. So what's the tzad not to be saying Machan Timus Yisrael? So the Chashash is the Wachash is that maybe there's a Tam Kolish that, as we said, we're hard to define it. Even a Kleila might not notice. I think the Lashmi is Ein on a Bekiyim B'tayim. So what does that mean? I don't understand. Ein on a Bekiyim B'tayim, I thought that they were only asking this in this Tam. So Luchayim, the simple thing with these, those who are machmir on, even let's say Timus Yisrael, the reason would be because they're chayshish, the tam kolish. Let's say, I think the simplest thing would be to say, let's say they're chayshish, the tam kolish is their rice. Like the Prima Govan says, it's tas mashm in the Rajbo, and it is suffix of its chat in the Ram, and we'll see soon Luchayim's bukhah in a different Ram. As we what we mentioned, really, by Tavlinim, the Ram was before the yellow is their rice. So Tavlin and Bishishim, the Ram Luchayra holds that's Tam Kolish, and Afal Pikin holds it to the Sederaisa. So Luchayra is a Muha from there that the Ram holds that at least that Tam Kolish would still be Deraisa.
Why can't it be Kolish though?
Because the Shishim is negative. Taisa said anything is Bishishim is Kolish. You could sit around, you could sit around argues with Taisa and holds that no, Tavlinim or Tam Gom or Bishishim. But you could say that you could say that the Ram is a machine, if you told like that side of the Prima Gadol, at least you could say the Ram is Shitas, right? And he holds the Tam Kolish is their Raisa. Just like he holds not Varna, the Prima Gadol, is later that maybe the Ran holds that Natvarnat Yisur Bolas Daraisa, even though Natvarnat Tam Kalosh, no reason to say that Tam Isser is stronger than Tam Hatter. Natvarnat Yisur is also Tam Kalosh. Now, Filoch the Ran might be asking him in the Daraisa. So we could say that the Ram is Lashitasai, and you see by Tamilim he also asks us in the Daraisa, even though the Shishim. It could be the argument that says that even Shishim by Tamilim is Tam Gog. But it could be that the Ram is saying, no, I agree with you with Tam Kalosh, but Tam Kalosh itself might be Daraisa. It's at least a possibility in the Ram. Matter of fact, if it would be Mukher that the Ram by Nabarnat is asking Nabarnat Disur in the Daraisa, we should be Mamayim B'machlaikis and say that the Ram by Tavlidim of Abdul Lashitas, and there's no reason to say that he's arguing whether that's Tam Kalosh or not. Why make a new Machlaikis whether Tavlidim Lashitas is Kalosh or Tam Gomor when we know that anyway Asa is Tam Kalosh? But over here, if we're going to say that the Oisrim, the Machmirim on Tinas Yisrael, hold the Tam Kalosh as their Isa, so the Shita that would make a lot of sense. We can't be saying Mohani Yisrael because maybe there's a Tam Kalosh. Very possible that Yisrael is not going to notice a Tam Kalosh. So we can't be saying Mohani. Whereas those who are saying Mohani Timas Yisrael, be very established to say that they hold like the, whatever you want to call it over here, let's say this Rata Arach, or the Sefer Truma, with the smack, with the whatever, the other side of the rabbi and the rabbi, but they all, no, even Tam Kalosh, even by Yisr, is only drop on. So if it's only drop on, we can be saying Mohan Timus Yisrael. That would be very geschmack. Again, you're going to start making, like, trying to figure out if everyone's Lashitosim or whatever. You might start getting into problems there, which is what I think you do. But at least the general Mosif, we certainly see a similar concept, L'chayr by Timus Kvelus Yisrael, as we see over here, that it's possible that you could have a Tam. It's not easily Nirgash. It's there, but it's not easily Nirgash. We'll call it Kalosh, and it could be at least a Machayk is what is there, I said, Rabbah. Oh, let's see some other examples. This Sugya by Noiser. Noiser is Tam Kalosh, but it's still Hatcher. So then we're going to imagine. If it was our Yisr, we'd ask him. Chometz Erev Pesach, this is the big machlokes Rishonim. Chometz Erev Pesach, whether it's we're going to call it Isur Bala or Heter Bala. Again, the Hanocha being it's going to be Tam Kalosh there. And the question is, do we call it Isur? Do we call it Heter? If we call it Heter, because Erev Pesach, there's no Isur on Chometz. You're allowed to eat as much as you want. If we call it Isur, the Rishon is because Ram and other Rishonim I think said because we call it Shmoy Olam. It's still the Shem Chometz on it. So we call it Isur. But again, not everyone's agreeing, there is a Tam, and it's a Tam Kalosh. And the question is, how do we down it? Do we count it down as a Tam Kalosh of Heter, which is Mutter, the Tam Kalosh of Isser, which is also whether Midrabon and whether Midrash? Here's the comment, I think it's Kosh's Midrabon. They also talk about the need of a Kli that was Chayav Libun, and only did Hagol on it again. So it doesn't get out all the Tam, but whatever Tam's left is Niklash. So if it was a Teirot Bala, it would be Matrit, because it's not going to answer something else. It's not going to create a new Isser. But when it's if it was Isser, so then the Isser's been primary, I mean, again, at least Midrama. So a number of other Mishal, where we find such a Musik, the Tam Kalosh, will be Machal with Dina between Isser and Hat.
Because that also, the Rashba, that's how you give them
the Yerukas. Okay, fine, that's also a good example. Yes? Kfeilu, that's what you just mentioned. Okay. So I think we've got most of those Nekudas. So L'chayra is Muhach here in the Sugya that everyone except the Ramban, L'chayra, almost all the Rishonim except the Ramban, and I think all the Acharonim seem to be understanding here that by Natvarnat as well as by many, many other cases in Shas and Shulchan Aruch, we have a Tam that's near Gash and Afilu Hochi, it's not the Tam, it's not exactly the Tam Ki Ikr of the Torah. So when it comes to Heter, we can't make a new Chalois Isser. When it comes to Isser, so the Megi Machlaik is whether it's the Isurei Oymed Midarais or Midarabonim. In certain circumstances, it might even be Heter Gol. But that would, I guess, have to be more Kalosh than or something. That's kind of the reason to be Machalik. So now, I want to maybe use this to shtel tzu, some of the other Nekutas L'maisa that come up in our Sugya. Moshe B'chavis Das talks about Shas Bishul. He says that B'Shas Bishul we don't say that Bernat. Why? So he brings up some oneness of Makush. Now, grab this, someone was married, I think it was where Makush is not going to have a Luchar, he's only going to have a Luchar by Bishul, not by Tzli. So according to that Svara, we're going to run into problems with the. Okay, that's fine. But the mindset is also interesting. The Rabbi Kivayga brings a slightly different Svara of the Das, Chavez Das. Maybe it's the same Svara. But he says that the Tam, he says that the Mayim and the Doifan Akadera are going to be called like Chaticha Achas Om. That's just one big thick Chaticha. That maybe.
Where is
it? I believe it's in Shurish Tam. I don't think it's that Goy Sfat, I think it's a Shurish Tam. Who else mentioned this one? What?
If Toy says it is.
He what?
If Toy says it is.
Okay, there's that. That's what I thought. So the Bishvegas in the channel, it's Chaticha Achas Om. So it's mashman, and the way he's understanding it, there to the Chavez Das, sounds like it's mamish, it's all mamish, one big thing. It's one bliyah that goes straight through. But that's a bit problematic, though. Because number one is, then he's going to be L'chayra against first of all, he's going to be against L'chayra Sefer Chalmudim, and he said the Stashlu is more kal than Ditzlu, because it's Gimel Naisli Tam. But what does it help you, this Gimel Naisli Tam? Because it's B'Shas Bishul. So the potato, the water, to the meat, to the fish, that's all one, it's just one thing. What did you gain by sitting the water in the middle?
It's also a bit of a magic.
Okay.
He's not leveling on Gimel.
Okay, but I'm saying, so you're going to have to make it into the Chavez Das, is only going to shtim with the Chokim on the, with the oyster with the smash.
This is by spitting out in the Choras Shirvan.
Okay. Are you telling me that the Chavez Das is Muchatol like the Rivan? He doesn't know how. He doesn't pass the Rivan.
Chavez Das doesn't pass the Rivan.
Where is Mahatma and Babishu was passing the Rivan?
And what was the Chavez Das passing by Babishu? Because that's been
given to Yevet. Also, this is
the smash. Chavez Das asked the smash with Yevet. Negative the Ramah?
Yeah, so it's Hashma.
He says, if you have challah fed on the pot, the challah is nisbash, the dog was nisbash, and then you cook these fish with basa.
That one of your case, I cooked fish in a benyam of fleshy pot. And now it's
challah.
Why not? It's tamrish, I have
tamrish.
Yeah. Basa like the shachas.
Taking the Rivan only in a case of B'Shas Bishul.
But why? If you're going to understand it as it's Kulay Chaticha Achas Ovo,
it's only B'Shas Bishul. It's
just a B'Shas Bishul. But I. In other words, we're saying here, if it's Chaticha Achas Ovo, that means that the fish is the pot. So the same way the pot's tamrishin, the fish is tamrishin. Now if you put it in milk, it's going to be like that's tamrishin of basar and milk, it should be also the average. So Chavez Das doesn't say that. Also, yeah.
He's saying the pot is barua basar. He's saying if it's only barua basar and chalav, in that case, it's not going to
work. What's the chalav? If it's chaticha achas ova, if the doifen and the water and the fish are all chaticha achas ova, so what's the difference?
It's only B'Shas Bishul, we have a Makush. If it's only
B'Shas, it's not really Chaticha HaSov. He didn't mean that it's Mamash Chaticha HaSov. So, but let me be mathematical, so there's no misunderstanding, and I think that'll solve some of your problems. I'm not necessarily, at the moment, I'm not coming to argue on the Chavez Das. I'm coming to argue on this Havon of the Chavez Das. To understand the Chavez Das, at least literally like the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that it's Chaticha A'as Ova Mamish, I think is not Chav. And I'm going to tell you a bunch of reasons why, if you would understand that Chavez Das being Pshutei Kamashmoi Chaticha A'as Ova, then the Chavez Das doesn't make sense.
Kivin is saying Shlev B'Shas Bishul?
What?
Kivin is saying even Shlev B'Shas Bishul?
What do you mean Shlev? This is Shas Bishul. This is Shas Bishul of the fish. No,
tell
you
what.
Sari Zayin was one of the big makaris of the Chavad Das, right? Why? Because the Shachan has both agreed with him. When we say, it talks about Pashtida the Tanur with Pass, and it says, Machad Rabbah says, if it was Zob Tachtov, it asks the Pass. And the Shachan does both say, Zob Tachtov means Tachas. What was Tachtov? Was the dangling predicate here, the pronoun here? Tachtov means Tachas Pashtida. In fact, what do you mean? If it was always Zob Tachas Pashtida, and the Shuman didn't get to the Pass, so it's not Barnat, Shuman to the Shulei HaTanur, Shulei HaTanur, floor of the Tanur into the Pass, is Tam Sheni Behater. Why do they say Zov Tachtov means Tachas HaPashtido? It's only not Barnat. So why are you answering the Pass in such a case? And so the Shach, you could easily get out of it. Because
that,
the
is that Behater?
Why not? The bread's Behater. The bread's not Fleishig.
Bread and both are Fleishig.
Okay, you could say that. Like the Shach, I have a simple answer. This is the Shach by Asa Chayyar Pass in the Marshal. Nitzlu is the Diev, and here's like Nitzlu.
Every same Shach in the Ramah.
What?
Okay,
say it. Is he or isn't he? Someone wanted to say. One of the Achrayim said, which wasn't very Gishmak, is he wanted to say, I think Madame Yashin wanted to tell you, the Shach and Taz are not going to Shita Saramah, they're going like the Orzu and Nitzlu. That's very nice, but then what? So you're saying the Shachan Taz, even though all the Chayim, not Tzadi Zayin, agree with the Shachan Taz, but they're all Shalei Levina, because we don't pass on that level. But okay, anyway, the Shachan Taz can say the Lashitasa, but you think the Shachan Taz already knew what that's saying, yeah, everyone passing the Shachan Taz there is really Shalei Levina, okay. Or is Muchach to say here? I mean, it's a skew, anyone passing the Shachan Taz then. Zod Tachtov and Tachas Pashtida, and over here, Pachtov is not like Yamshon Shalai Dalek and holds the Nitzlus Mutter. Yeah. I think you'll find a lot of steers if you do that, but I didn't make a list of it. So, but I have a different problem. I don't understand something in the Chavaz Das. The Chavaz Das is a big problem. I think the Chavaz Das thinks that's a Gvald, the Shachan Taz are a Gvald, like a riot. Right? But I have a problem, because L'chay the Shachan Taz are biggest cash, it's a big cash on them. Because why does it have to be Zod at all? Who?
What do you mean?
Chavad Das itself has to.
What do you mean why does it be Zod?
Well, because another thing that Chavad Das. Say the Shuman went to the Batzek, from the Batzek to the Shulei HaTanur, from the Shulei HaTanur to the Pass, it's all good. Chatich HaChasov?
Yes.
Yes, himself? Okay, what's
he saying? He doesn't say it, but he's still Chavad Das.
What?
Well, there's no word.
Okay.
By Nitzlu, the Chazal saying, you don't say it.
Nitzlu, if anything, should be Mocha?
No, because
you don't say Mokusha. You don't say Mokusha,
but
Nitzlu.
It's not
your
saying
that's not true by Shaman. I heard the Shuman has not talked to the Shaman.
He says, even by Shaman, he has all of it. He says the time of the Lua, the Khatiha, Ego Bakli Mavia, the Khalish Mukasha. And then he says even by Shah, a few looks of the Lua Shamin, he had a little bit of the Khatiha.
That was not the way the Shah has passed the Kufay. It's hard to understand the Shah has
passed.
There was also even a Mufat in the Greek, a Mufat in like something. But, I mean, it's a fact, because I'm also mixing in here the other in the Kuti here of Meir Ful Ayah. But, Lachar is going to be problematic.
I mean, that's from the Akasha on the Shach and Taz, right? If they're holding for some reason, there's no problem with Nabonat, there's no hedge of Nabonat here, so why does it have his own? It's not the Akasha of Chavad Das. The Shach and Taz said, there's no hedge of Nabonat.
I don't know if there's such a problem. Let's say, what do you want to say? You want to say, well, everyone, let's say the Shach is going to the Shittos and the Mitzvah's here.
I don't like that either, because he's going normal. But
okay, so what do you want to say? Whatever the Shach means. No, but let's for argument's sake, let's say the Shach's Lashitase that knits in Zod. So then, but if Kozman, the Shuman wasn't Zod, it's Tam Shlishi, the Buddha hits the Pass. From the Shuman to the Batzek to the Tanur to the Pass is Tam Shlishi. Nobody asks for Tam Shlishi by Nitzel. Even the Shach and Marshal, they only ask for Tam Sheni by Nitzel, not Tam Shlishi.
I'm not sure that counts Tam Shlishi, because it goes from food to food, the first in the sense of time.
The people said that food is a camel.
So then what's going on? What's he doing? So why do you need Zod?
No, he knows that from food, you go from food to a Kli, that is called Kli.
Yeah, I know he says that, but that's a bite to it. How does that, if it's cool, how does that make sense? If it's cool, a so why was it really? Now you're stuck in a Kli, all of a sudden, when the Kli is only conducting a Khatiha Hasava, so now you're not. I know that's what he says, but how does that make sense? Again, I'm not coming to argue with the, I'm not. If I had more time, you know, maybe we could argue on the Chavis. At the moment, in this year, I am not going to talk about Halacha Maaseh when we pass on the Chavis Dasman. What I do want to bring out is that I think that it's wrong to say that that's what the Chavis Das means. I don't think what the Chavis Das says that either B'shas Bishul is all Osir or Mechaticha Be'oichu La'oichu La'oichu, that he means that it's, that there is, that there, in other words, what would it mean to say Chatir Achas Ol? What's going to be?
Didn't you say before that from memory that the Chavis Das doesn't apply by Tzvi?
I want to say different than Kula, but yeah.
Yes, you said before, no?
I want to say that.
The Chavis Das is Kuma, when you were saying
that. No, it's the Kula. The Tzvi should be worse.
The Chumra of Chavis Das, and there's no Nabarnak by Shas Bishul.
Yeah.
By Tzvi, you say that or no?
No, I think either I want to say the sleep, I feel now, but what did I want to say by the sleep?
My aura was that you don't have a kushra by sleep. The whole word of the Chavis Das is a kushra by water. Why did you say by sleep?
So you would say not for not by sleep.
You should be more maker by sleep.
Yes.
No, you have to say why. If the svar is makushra, so then why not? If the svar of the Chavis Das is makushra, so how does that explain sleep? If you're going to say it's Chatiha Achas Abba, like the Kedega seems to be saying, so we have to take that literally at least, you have a lot of problems. Because Lucharis Pashal, let's say I really had a Chatiha Achas Abba, and Isser fell on one side, but Lucharis, the other side is Pashal, is that's Tamgol or Tamrish and Mamish, there's no. So, Elamai, what I want to be my fiat is.
How does that case will be Machber?
Which case?
If you're cooking a fish and on the outside of the pot fell milk.
I'm roasting the fish, I'm frying a fish?
No, bishul.
Bishul, yeah.
Doing bishul on a fish and on the outside fell milk.
Right.
Can I eat that milk with meat? According to the Chavis Das?
Fish with meat?
Yeah, milk fell on the outside. Yeah, that would be also. Right. Oh, you're saying it comes out, that would be also. It is also.
Also there was another one was. So what was the idea? Yeah. We can forget that. I don't remember what I meant when I read it. I'm not sure if I remember. Fine, so at least let's stop that. I think we have enough. We'll stop while we're ahead. Rather than trying to bring it right where I'm not sure what I meant. And I think that's really the element of the Chavis Das. Her Simon, he says, B'shas Bishul, that it's all recorded. It's all Tam Rishon. And when he said that Me'oichel La'oichel through Elif is a bottle, he's not coming to say that Me'oichel La'oichel or B'shas Bishul, there is no HaKlosha at all that happens. By Chaticha Achas of it, Be'emet, the real Chaticha Achas of it, well, how we say it's not Niklash at all. The Tam on the Tam on one side of the Chaticha is going to be exactly the same as the Tam on the other side of the Chaticha. It's Mefafeh, Bekulei, Beshofet, and it's all going to be Tam Rishon, Tam Ki'ikr, Min Atariyo, L'chol Adetz. When we go Me'oichel La'oichel, or Me'oichel L'kli, or Kli La'oichel B'shas Bishol, L'chayre, there is some HaKlosha that takes place. It's not enough of a HaKlosha by itself to be Matter, even by Hatter. But once you start adding together different things, and you tell me maybe Me'oichel La'oichel La'oichel, even Elif, is never going to be enough. But once you start doing, once you start sticking in Me'oichel La'oichel, and then L'kli, so the little bit of HaKlosha Me'oichel La'oichel, and the little bit of HaKlosha Me'oichel L'kli B'shas Bishul, the two of them are going to add up to be Niklosha enough to give it now a din of Tam Kalash. And that's why somehow the Chavis Das is going to come up with it, call it a tzir for whatever you want. In other words, again, what's this? It's going to come out, in the case of Zod Tachto, it's too far. Because what am I having to say? I have Me'oichel L'oichel, And also, it's Shasbir, it's Shasbishal. So when to put together those two chumras, if you want, that's going to be too much Miklash. Now, 0 plus 0 equals 0. Elamai is that they're not, neither one of them is a 0. Now that there is some haklasha b'yoichel o'yichel, there is some haklasha b'shasbishal, neither one alone is by itself is good, but when you have them together, when you put the two together, it adds up to be.
Does it matter if it's from oichel before the kli or after?
Min asfar l'chayr shouldn't, but the
advice. We understood from.
Allah
wa ta'ala. The it sounded like from oichel to oichel doesn't do so much. So that not doing so much only. It could do something, but only after the kli to a big bang in it. The kli does a lot. After the kli does a lot, then the oichel oichel could do something. Otherwise, it's like making a small chip at a big wall.
Right. It could be. You'd have to go with smaller than the color. But I think okay, maybe it's smaller.
It doesn't do that much, but it's able to do so. It's only able to do something once a lot was already.
I could use it to smaller and say, "Nash, what's the difference?" Myself, who was it? Though? Wasn't the Hamas itself? Someone spoke up here, which Achim it was. He said the kul of Mizbash Lagabe Nitzlu would be Sai if the dog, it's partial cases when the dog were Mizbash in the flesh of Kedera. But he says, who Adin would be if the dog were Nitzlu in the Kedera should Mizbash Lagabe Nitzlu? Right? Was that Achim itself? So he seems to be saying it'll go either way.
He says it first.
As long as, in other words, Every Nisbashul Be'etzem, what's the Tam Shlishi is first of all B'shas Bishul, and second of all Tzarech Loyal. And Abdullah, he said, it won't make a difference which direction you do. Either way will be Makoshin enough. Once you put the two together, it's going from the meat to the water to the Kedera to the fish. Or the other way around, the meat to the Kedera to the water to the fish. But again, even though it's B'shas Bishul, or at least it's the other thing you have here is, that there was one break there. It wasn't as, I think we were trying to stick in, but I sort of got out of it until now, is that he kept saying, but it's not b'vas achas. I said, but it is b'vas achas. It is, but it's not. Because there was, when I cooked the meat in the pot, that was one b'vas achas. Then I turned up the fire and cooled up. When I put the fish in, was a separate, but in between there was a break. So even though if you take literally khatiha achas oven, so that the two khatiha achas ovens are kneading in the pot itself, they're overlapping in the day for the pot, but again the chazanah seems to hold that once there was that break in the middle, that's not going to bother me. So again, it's not mamish khatiha achas oven, that there was no haklosha enough at all. There was some haklosha, but it wasn't enough until I could put together these two steps. So I think once one is doing everything, you have enough haklosha here to knock it down from being a tam kikar d'oraisa to only being a tam kolosh, which by hatter is never going to create iser, and if it was iser, it's going to be oimid bisurah, but maybe a machlekes or d'oraisa drabbanon. So then the shayla is how much haklosha you need, and on that the rate of that money, how much. But it's not just is there haklosha or isn't there haklosha. Not by oichel b'oichel, not the b'shas bishul. The question is, how much haklosha is there, or are these two chatzi haklosha mitzarif to create one big haklosha? That's the need here. But also, I should make mention a little earlier. But he says otherwise, the whole oichel la'oichel, the etzim is tamua. This doesn't really answer. I guess we're sitting down as an answers question. It's a good question still. But the whole oichel la'oichel, what are we saying? We're saying by when kli is in the middle, it's makosh the tam. Now, again, whatever exactly makosh means, b'chayra though it means that you're not going to have a full tam going into the second thing. So what does that mean? When I have, I guess that's the thing, but in other words, let's say I have my flation pot, fish in a flation pot. So there I say not all of the tam bosser, even though all the tam bosser that went into the pot is going to get into the fish. Right? Now all the tambos was in the pot was tamish, that was tam kikar d'oraisa. If I put milk in that pot, it's really bosom of d'oraisa. When I put fish in the pot, not all of the tam kol goes into the fish. So the fish now only got a tam kol, because some tam stayed behind. But when, let's say, from one piece of fish to a second piece of fish, so the second piece of fish, it did get tam kol. That's what they're saying, right? That's what the same Rosh said. But it's a problem, because in a lot of cases, b'chayr, we know it's not like that. First of all, from kufay we know that A kli is mafel bloy roite, and an oichel is not mafel bloy roite. So a kli gives off tam more easily than a chaticha gives off tam balum. We also know this hagdola for kelim, there's no hagdola for oichel. What does that mean? When I boil up hot water, I can take out all the tam from kli ayide bishel. I can never take out all the tam from oichel. So the chayra is, from kli to oichel, more tam should go than from oichel to oichel. Well, the b'chol oichel is, the chayra...
There's actually a machlokas whether or not to take... The Rashba said there was a drop left in the kli by actual sofa, and there was others that say everything came out, no?
No, I'm going by Hagol B'Kharis.
No, I mean by Oichel, I mean by Hanan, I'm sorry. Hanan.
Yeah.
The Rashba said there's always something left over in that. And there was those who argued and said that not really everything came out.
The Kufa was a kasha. If you say everything comes out, so you might say, fine, I'm saying, go to Bechon. The Kufa was a kasha.
So maybe it is Luchovos. If I guess the night it is Kashura, we were just saying. I'll tell you what. Because what Luchovos, I don't have an answer for why Luchaira that svara, which is the reason svara from Yishayim, that's the same. But Shmuel first was willing to say, "Oichel oichel is nothing." That Luchaira, I don't have a text for the svara of that. Although Luchovos, what you can say is it's hard. I don't know why Allah would consider the kli loichel to give off more time than oichel loichel. But to say that Me'oichel lo'oichel doesn't gives everything, and to say there's no haklosha Me'oichel lo'oichel, l'chayr is almost impossible to say. If kli lo'oichel is maklish, and oichel lo'oichel, l'chayr gives off even, it transfers even less. So to say there's no haklosha Me'oichel lo'oichel is very not nistabah. For some reason, that haklosha doesn't count the way the haklosha Me'kli lo'oichel counts. But since there's no haklosh at all, there's not mistabah. So it's not even given, it's not a special smach to say that if Adam Eichel Eichel, there's at least some haklosh, for some reason, Medina is not enough.
Sefer Shomu spoke about Eichel to Eichel or Mayim to Eichel?
Which is?
Sefer Shomu.
Sefer Shomu, the Imam of Eichel, he talked about Pashtida, talking Ugo, touched the Ugo, and he says you can't count the Patsik of the Pashtida as a not bar not, because it's all Eichel, it's Me'oichel, Eichel, Eichel. We won't be able to eat this. Because his case was a piece of cake touched the outside of a pashtiga. And I want to eat the cake with milk. So he says, don't tell me it's not barnat de hetera. Because the tam boser went from the meat inside the pashtiga to the batzek, from the batzek to the cake. So that's tam sheni behatra. Now I want to eat the cake with milk. This tam sheni behatra. He says, you can't say that. Because it's all one tam. But yeah, but to say it's not huklash at all, the chayr would be very difficult.
Some by my in Sefer Shomu says it is
maklish. What?
Mine does make Sefer Shomu does make tam shlishi.
Mine does make yes. So you see, mine. But I see that it's not true that oichel doesn't do anything.
Okay.
It does something. It's not enough. So there, when it's already a second nice, it's enough. But when it's all one nice, the oichel, it's not enough. But again, it's a shayla of what's enough. It's not that Oichel Oichel doesn't do anything, or the Chaspishel doesn't do anything. It's a question of what's enough. And this is enough, that's enough. Again, I don't have an answer for why, how can you tell me that the Kli Oichel is enough, and Me'oichel Oichel is not? Well, Me'oichel Oichel is bigger than Hakwash. That I don't have an answer for. But L'chol Pots, Me'oichel Oichel Zifah has to be some Hakwash. Fine. I think that's enough. Fine, so we should start with Gimel tomorrow, I guess. If you can start morning Seder, fine. If you can't, second Seder, whatever. I would still like to finish with Gimel by the end of the week. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. At the moment, I don't have my requirements for Seder Gimel. I don't think I'm going to be here tomorrow morning, so maybe I'll make tomorrow afternoon. But if not, I think that will figure out by themselves. Rishayim, we basically did already. It's the same Rishayim. I think the island saw the Rishayim from Gimel, even if I only put out the days of the Marmar Kremis, because it was the same Rishayim. The Hemshev of the Sefer Chum, the Hemshev of the same places, the Siv Gimel. And so it started to be Sefer Shulchan Aruch, basically, and the standard Achrayim. I'll look through my notes and postpone this. If I find any interesting Rishayim in Achrayim that I should see, I'll make sure to mention it. So either to write it up or at least to mention it.